Hello, dear listener, and welcome to Rough Draft, your daily dose of essential web writing advice. I'm your host, Damian Farnworth, Chief Content Writer for Copyblogger Media. And thank you for sharing the next few minutes of your life with me. I'm getting smarter, aren't I? Yeah. Okay, so this is episode 16, right? And I'm calling this episode, Steal This Podcast. Steal This Podcast, right? I struggled with calling it maybe Swipe This Podcast, but I thought steal worked better. And the reason I mentioned swipe is because any Dora the Explorer fans out there? Anyone? Oh, yeah. You. Yes, you. Good. So let me ask you a question, right? You. So weren't you always amazed that Swiper, who was Dora's villain, right, always stopped stealing when the gang chanted, Swiper, stop swiping. Swiper, stop swiping. If only it was that easy, right? But as a writer, you should be swiping ideas nonstop, stealing ideas nonstop, right? William S. Burroughs said, all writing is in fact cut-ups, a collage of words read, heard, overheard. And then the French-Swiss film director and screenwriter Jean-Luc Godard said, it's not where you take things from, it's where you take them to. And that is the essential mindset for exceptional web writing, right? Your life should be one about observation. Your senses are always on. You should be like a renegade sinkhole swallowing the world around you. You should be running your hands over the texture of a strange wall. You should cock your ear to a heated conversation between two German chess players. You should be chewing your arugula and feta slowly, thinking about how and why they work so well together, right? This also means you should go to on a Netflix TV show binge. Go back and watch The Sopranos, Twin Peaks, Breaking Bad, Flipper. Okay, maybe not Flipper. You should attend live lectures, take a daily dose of TED Talk, listen to podcasts about strange subjects way out of your comfort zone, right? You should subscribe to a free college course at Yale or MIT or Princeton through iTunes. Buy a few great courses and watch plenty of documentaries. The thing is, it's whatever your heart desires and whatever your heart doesn't desire, right? Daniel Pink, in his book, To Sell as Human, says you should try to rupture the routine. Shake off the staleness. Try a jolt of the unfamiliar. He gives three ways to do this, right? He says, talks about a mini jolt, a half jolt, and a full jolt. So a mini jolt is taking a different route home from work. A half jolt would be something like immersing yourself for a day in a foreign environment. If you're an accountant, go and spend the day with a dentist. If you're a lawyer, spend the day as a carpenter. But a full jolt, it's like traveling to another country, right? Immersing yourself in another culture for a few weeks, for a few months, right? So over 4 years ago, I watched a documentary called It Might Get Loud. And there was this scene in which Jack White is talking to the younger Jack White, and he tells him, you must fight the guitar, and you must win. And when I heard that, you must fight the guitar, and you must win, I totally knew I needed to use that somewhere, somehow. So I tucked it away. I tucked it away till 2 years later, when it fit perfectly with the opening of an article called How to Become an Exceptional Writer. And in two episodes from now, I'll tell you more about that article, but not in the next episode, because I've got a little surprise for you for the next episode. Something from left field, way left field. But something that I intend to lift your spirits. Especially, I've been thinking about this. I've been thinking about you. Especially if you have been reeling from the Doomsday episode about how people read online, right? Wasn't very encouraging, was it? But, in the meantime, if you want to keep your job, you got to swipe some ideas, right? Got to swipe ideas from the perfect headline. Got to swipe ideas for your opening. Got to steal metaphors or conclusions, but then make them your own. So let me close with this. How to keep track of all those ideas you steal, right? So there's some pretty simple ways. You could, of course, just create a very simple physical swipe file, right? It could be one of those school folders you buy at the store. Whenever you find an ad or an article in a print magazine, you copy it or tear it out and stuff it in the swipe file. Or two, you could go digital, right? Create a digital swipe file. I use a combination of tools like Evernote and Readability. And so when I'm reading online, I can select a paragraph and save it to Evernote, and entire articles get saved to Readability. And of course, you could carry around a small notebook and just write it when you get a chance. Use your voice memo on your phone. I do that a lot when I'm out running. But whatever it is, be creative. Absorb the world around you. Observe and remember, you and I are renegade sinkholes, right? And speaking of sinkholes, right? You know where a good place to steal ideas would be? Yes, it would be at our Authority Rainmaker Conference this May, 13th through 15th, where a star-studded cast of speakers will bring you some of the best ideas on content marketing, on driving traffic, on smart design, and how to just generally subdue the web and take names, right? And these ideas come from people like the SEO veteran Danny Sullivan and co-founder and CTO of Ion Interactive, Scott Brinker, and Porch's VP of Marketing, Joanna Lord. Author, the world's first chief content officer, Anne Hanley. And don't forget, Henry Rollins, Dan Pink, Chris Brogan, and a cast of copy blogger hotshots, right? All in one room for 3 days, the Ellie Calkins Opera House. Of course, you get a chance to chum with them and dine with them. You don't want to miss this event, right? But you can only do that if you register at rainmaker.fm/event. That's rainmaker.fm/event. Till next time, take care.